This is James Cooper with K-State Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. When it gets real hot outside, the timing of herbicides becomes more important and requires special care. I've noticed a few fields of corn around the district with signs of nitrogen or herbicide burn from top dress applications. Generally, these are pretty obvious because the symptom of burnt leaves concentrate on row ends and overlaps. For the most part, these fields have a little leaf lost, but will be fine. Save for some possible fungicide applications, corn spraying is largely over with, but post-emergent herbicide on soybeans has just begun. Most of our herbicides, including glyphosate, are synthetic herbicides that interrupt a certain biological process in the weed to kill it. This means the weed has to be actively growing for the herbicide to provide good control. When temperatures get above 85 degrees, most plants' metabolic processes are slowed. Applying herbicides in the morning allow the weeds time to recover from the heat stress overnight and should be actively growing. Another reason is during the heat of the day and dry weather, leaves will droop from wilting, so spray from above won't receive as much herbicide due to the angle of the leaves. Spraying in the morning will help this aspect as well. When it gets hot out, weeds become more resistant to herbicides for other reasons. Their leaves become more waxy, a natural response to the preserved moisture, but it makes it more important to use the full rate of surfactant. Of course, since we are talking about soybeans, we need to mention the volatility issues with dicamba and to a lesser degree 2,4-D. Volatility of these herbicides increases when temperatures are above 60 degrees and continue to even increase above 90 degrees. Once volatilized, these herbicides become vapors and can move long distances. Often, the biggest issues is during temperature inversions. Of course, there are a lot of regulations when it comes to spraying soybeans dicamba with temperatures, inversions, wind speed, sprayer tips, and the time of day, all of which are meant to reduce volatilization and overdrift. Now, there are some herbicides that are actually become more effective in hot and humid conditions, such as contact herbicides of Cobra, Liberty, Reflex, and a few others. The problem is that they become too effective and they will end up causing a good deal of harm to the soybean crop as well. A little stress of soybeans has been shown to increase yields, but there is a proper balance of enough herbicide to affect to kill the weeds and to stress the soybeans, but not so much to set the soybeans back. Most of the time, these herbicides should not be used when it gets above 90 degrees outside. Reducing herbicide rates and applying later in the day towards evening can help protect the soybean leaves. In the end, if it's too hot to be outside, then it's probably too hot to spray herbicides. If there is any questions, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.